it's frustrating for all the people that's around there. As I said, this is a long time going, this development, trying to get safety works carried out at the school. And what's happened now is that the developer had to leave the site due to wait for a year to come to shift the pole. Now, if you look at it, the ESB had been working there too, and they have been very helpful and have contacted the school directly with moving and dropping lines, and that work is going to start tomorrow. But here, the process that we have to go through is very long and very frustrating for the council as well as everyone else. And this is not just a one-off instance. I was talking to councillors around the country, and there seems to be an ongoing problem with ear shifting poles and things like that. So, I mean, it's frustrating, and it's a hold-up on the works. And as I said, I'm getting inundated with calls from people saying about what the hold-up in Ballintore is and that. So, as I says, we've been trying to contact here to see can we get this addressed, and hopefully now they will step up to the mark and we can move on the project.
Well, as you say, Thomas, I know this is a problem throughout the region with telephone poles located in certain areas. How long is it envisaged that it will take to solve this problem with the pole in Ballintore?
Well, the council wrote to them in September to try and get the visibility carried out and what's needed on and that. And the process just there for the application for them to come back and tell us exactly what's needed and what price and all that. That's what the hold-up is, and that's nearly 3 months now in the waiting. As I says, we were hoping that this will all be done and that the developer came there, started his work, but he had to leave site because there's nothing more he can do until these poles are shifted. Now, as I said, the ESB is just goes to show you the ESB is doing their work, but here seems to be a hold-up. And this seems to be right across the country with all different local authorities when they're trying to deal with air.
And how much is it going to cost to move this pole? And more importantly, who'll foot the bill?
Well, the bill will be on part of the funding, that with the allocation of money that we got. But that's the problem. We don't know how much it's going to cost. We need to find out to move the project on. As I said, the most important thing is we want to try and get it done this year, that doesn't fall into funding for next year. So that's where the hold-up is with it all.